Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. It's Kip Harridge again with your daily VRA Investing System podcast. We tell you quickly what happened in the markets today. More importantly, we tell you what the VRA Investing System is telling us about what's going to happen in the markets going forward. And again, if you've been following us along with us here, you know we've been ultra bullish following first the February 9th lows and then each major higher low that we've seen since then in all the major indexes, and we've been right as rain. Again, another powerful rally today in the Dow Jones. The Dow Jones has been the index we've been most focused on here because it was the most oversold, has the most upside opportunity in the short term. Again, because any fears of a trade war are greatly overblown. It's a trade skirmish at best. And so most of our trade-centric names are made up of in the Dow Jones, such as Caterpillar and Boeing, et cetera. And again, that explains why the Dow Jones was down more than any other of the four major indexes. But again, the Dow closed up today 143 points, closing at 24,919, up 0.58%. S&P 500 right behind that, up 3.35%, up 9 points at 2,793. And then pulling up the rear on the advances anyway, it was the NASDAQ, positive once again today, up just 3 points though at 7,759. And after hitting new all-time highs intraday, the Russell 2000 backed off a little bit, closing down just to right at 9 points, finishing up today at 1,695. But again, that's a new all-time high, intraday high in the Russell 2000. Folks, it's just impossible to be bearish when our major indexes are either at all-time highs or near all-time highs. But I continue to see just a majority of investors that are bearish, which is it's an opportunity is what it is for us. As contrarians and for those that can see what's happening right in front of us, which is rising markets, a rapidly rising economy, back-to-back quarters of 20% growth, there simply is no good reason to be heavily bearish at this time. If you were here with us yesterday, we talked about yesterday's internals, which were incredibly solid, which featured a big 10-to-1 advantage in new highs, new lows. We also noticed yesterday, and this we saw follow through on this today, that we saw fresh MACD buy signals. That's the MACD or moving average convergence divergence. It's an important technical indicator that we follow. It's a trend following indicator. And it's a momentum indicator. And it told us today or yesterday and follow through today that we have a fresh new buy signals on all four major U.S. equity indexes. Again, Dow Jones, S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Russell 2000. This almost always signifies a continuation of a move higher, if not the speeding up of a move higher. But again, we've had now four straight days of big advances in the Dow Jones. So any kind of consolidation should be viewed as just that, consolidation, not a reversal. As of today, 10 of 12 VRA investing screens are bullish. That's a matter of fact, that's a highly bullish reading, 10 of 12. And were it not for the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, fairly light summer trading volumes, weak global markets, and the ongoing blackout period for share repurchases due to Q2 earnings releases, I can tell you that we'd likely have 11 of 12 VRA screens bullish. But again, 10 of 12 are bullish now. This is highly bullish for the overall market. And we see the odds of any kind of a big correction here is it would have to be a black swan kind of a surprise event, because the fundamentals look great, the technicals looked really good, and of course the economy is firing on all cylinders. Today, as far as the internals go, it's a bit of a mixed picture. We did see flat internals today from up and down volume and advanced declines. Those were flattish today. However, the most important internal that we follow here daily is new highs to new lows, new 52-week highs to new 52-week lows. Again, after yesterday's 10-to-1 advantage, today that came in at 390-75. So again, another very positive day all the way around in advance of Q2 earnings, which the banks kick off this Friday morning. Finally for today, oil closed up another 36 cents a barrel today at $74.21. Gold closed down slightly, down $3.50 an ounce, giving up some of its recent gains at $1,255 an ounce, and silver was flat on the day with the 10-year T-note closing with a yield of 2.87%. Folks, again, thanks for joining us today. Again, my name is Kip Herridge. We look forward to seeing you back here, hearing you back here tomorrow afternoon after the market close.